Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Samuel Beckett's estate is notorious for its rigorous efforts in keeping Beckett's work pure. Court cases abound about people who have run afoul of these vultures. The real issue, of course, is not artistry, but money, or more accurately, copyright. Copyright began under the Constitution as a way to balance inventors' profits and the public's access to knowledge. Inventors had a limited protected time to get what they could for what they had created, and then their creations became part of the public domain. Nowadays, copyright is a protection racket, all about milking content for cash back as long as possible. Such laws as the Copyright Term Extension Act of 1998, alternatively known as the Mickey Mouse Protection Act, have flipped the Constitution's original intent by ensuring that those who possess shall never have to hand anything over to that public that gave them the legal protections to create one iota of what they created. In other words, copyright has privatized invention, and as in all private ventures, profit flows to the shareholders only. To really address the artistic issues raised by the actions of the Beckett estate, and by extension the creation of knowledge, we need to address the poison of copyright. Mr. Beckett has had a good run with his work. It is now time to pry off the dead hand of the past so that the rest of us, who made possible whatever fame he achieved, can have whatever go at it we want. And that should apply to everything created under the legal protections given to inventors by the Commonwealth, that is, us. You can have a reasonable period of time to harvest your profits, and then it belongs to us. You want more money? Stop being a parasite and go invent something new. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.